Yesu yebazibwa abaana ba Katonda. Mukulikeyo mukanyumiro ketuyiseemu.
We'll come back from the phase we finished.
Maji okuva mu kigambo kyetwasookeddemu.
You know, right from the word we first heard,
okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga,
the call of the nation,
tuli okubikulira ekyama kya Katonda,
which we saw the revealing of the mystery of God,
ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
n'ebyama ebiri mu ye,
and the secrets within him,
era nga tusuubira n'okubikulira ekyama ky'obujeemu,
and we hope to reveal the secret of lawlessness,
nga bwe tuwuliddeko,
as we have heard.
Mukama azze tukola bulungi.
God has been doing us good.
Era tusinziza tutendereza.
And we have worshipped and we have praised.
Tuwaayo akadde okumusinza n'ebibala by'emimwa gyaffe.
Time to worship him with our mouth.
Ebibala by'emimwa gyaffe.
The fruits of our mouth and it's the praise.
Ekyo nakyo akyetaaga.
That too he needs it.
Tusoose okumusinza mu mitima gyaffe.
And we first worshipped him in our hearts.
Ne mu magezi gaffe.
And in our minds.
Ne mu bikolwa.
And in the actions.
Tukwata ebiragiro
bye. As we obey his commands.
Kali n'okumutendera kutukoze bulungi.
Even that level is done as good.
Era n'ateekayo abo ababaka be okutukulemberamu.
He's put his messengers to lead us.
Kwaya ne tukola bulungi.
The choir has done us good. Those of the testimonies.
Okusookera ddala bapya mwena tubani.
First and foremost, we will come all the first timers.
Gwe mulundi gwo oba Sunday Yesu okujja.
And it's your first time or first Sunday to be in this place.
N'ojja mu lukuŋŋaana luno
lw'abatukuvu. You come in the gathering of the saints.
Nawe osobole okumanya ebyekika ekitukuvu.
That you too may know things of the holy clan.
Ekika kya kitaffe
ow'omuggulu. The clan of the Father in heaven.
Kyayogerako mu Efeso 2:18-19.
That is speaks of in Ephesians 2:18-19.
Nawe osobole okutukuzibwa.
That you too may get sanctified.
Okola ekitaffe.
And then you see the Father.
Kubanga yagamba mbeere batukuvu nga
bwe ndi omutukuvu. Be holy just as I'm holy.
Era yagamba nti awatali butukuvu.
And he say without holiness.
Era watali butukuvu.
And without righteousness.
Tewali ajja kumulaba.
No one will see him.
Kale mulimu gwe yatukwasa okutukuza ekibiina.
Now it's the work he committed us to sanctify the gathering.
Era izadde lye.
And his children.
Nafe tulina okuba ekyokulabirako ekisooka.
And us to be the first example.
Mu butukuvu.
In the holiness.
Era nga tuli wano okutukulira
ddala. And we fight to get totally holy.
Kale tulabenga nammwe abooluganda.
And then we see you brethren.
Tubafuukira ekyokulabirako
ekirungi. We become a good example to you.
Mu ngeri zonna.
In all the ways.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So abapyana mmwe.
Now all you the first timers, take that position like that which is good, to hear from the living God, and he explains you as the only wise God, and he makes you wise, and he makes you someone who understands. He's the God who gives us a portion of his understanding, and we hold his mindset. He speaks, let's have the mindset of Christ, and he says, we have the mindset of Christ. We find that we speak words of understanding and we don't twist them, either to distort the word of God, and we don't subtract or add in it. We give you hope, the new people, all your entire life, as you come to the new generation with the full knowledge of God, your life is to be in knowing secrets of the kingdom of God. And it's a great blessing to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. You will move in them and be in them, and you will preach them to the others.
Even
the best things, the treasures of the secrets of God, all those you will find them. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Everyone who is next to a new person, shake their hands and tell them we will come in the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory. Tell them it was proclaimed in the Psalms, Psalms 78. We'll go back, read of that generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we thank him, the living God, with all the testimonies we've had
for
testifying his word, those who moved to understand it, those worked upon and come to pass in their lives by the authority of the Holy Spirit and the angels, the mighty ones, those who fulfill his word. And then we prove the life in the word and even the power in the word. Praise Jesus so much. There are many things which happen, but that last brother, we've left him that time. because of one or many reasons. According to the one who had handled them, the one who was their pastor, he had trained them in a very wild way. And they knew that in this world they're the only ones who can bring revival in it. But there is nothing moving on there.
It was
nothing like a teaching was moving on there. But just to deceive them as he has spoken it.
Yet
it was persuaded to put in much strength. To prove that pastor,
or
that servant was leading them, he got a problem.
There is
one of the person that brother brought here. But according to what she told me, you see that the one who shepherded them was mad like her. You may think I'm abusing. Let me sample you what that woman spoke. That woman, when she came to meet me, she said that for her God, God called her long time to birth a child of fighting evil. And she told me, we were with this brother seated. He too had never heard of those things before. And she told me that even the hall which the Catholics seek for, out of which that child is to come from, she has it. But
that's why the brother said,
if he gives a testimony, it's a full sack. Now, a person like that, the other pastor sent her off to begin a ministry, endorsed her. But the other woman had fallen mad. Because she said she had a call to birth that child. Brother, God surprised that I could bear such a person. I asked her, where is the hall? She told me it is in her private parts. And she was almost opening me to see it. But I stood strong. I told her, don't open. I've known it.
She told
me, you are the only servant who has understood me. I asked her, that hole, how is it? She told me she hears the voice of God thundering from there. And she looks there, she sees God speak to her. Loving God is in the confused people. That servant told me she went to the pastor of the miracle center. And he told her indeed God is there speaking to her through the private parts of hers. And they have brought scriptures. She had them. God speaks in the sacred parts of darkness. He told it to her, but I was speaking with the
right
person. And I thought perhaps she's falsely accusing the man. But like, you know things of pastors, I cannot not stop believing them. Those pastors of do many things. And they give you twisted scriptures. God speaks in the private parts. When God spoke, not these private physical parts. The other was so mad.
That
when she left there, she was telling his brother to begin a ministry. What is out there is very hard.
And
in the world, there are many evil spirits, fallen angels, and they have captured much church these days. In these days, they come on people's heads and they speak like God.
Now,
you have to be careful, brethren. That brother one day will come back to tell us other things. Here we've left him by the Spirit of God. For he was bad luck with the testimony. He felt he had to release it.
He is a man
who was full-time minister, but a shoe he had.
The
clothing is alone very dirty.
The
shoe and it got torn. Even taking out it out, he would fear that. One day I told him, stop here to see. I show him things here. He feared to take off
his shoe. But
you preach your
reveal.
If the words is told you which are false,
yet
he put in much strength.
And
he wondered much when he came here. We asked him money that they were going for a crusade and they gave him money. Yet I knew the crusades they were making, they were fake. It was one thing. I was looking at seasons and times of
God.
And I knew he would show him goodness. That's why he said he got surprised. He thought he had to make a battle with me.
But
things which you had done were beyond him. The Holy Spirit is good.
You
don't just see people that are bad all the time. At least inquire of the seasons of God how they are, of their settling.
He
prayed me 20,000, 15,000. We're going to buy petrol for crusade. Sometimes he
slipped
because of his situation and you gave him. And let me tell you one thing. Me, though you did lie to me, I give you in your falsehood and your lies. One day, the brother is called Isima. He has a friend of his. He helps him. He asked me, how is this person? And I said, this person is not good. And he said, I've been with this person, I know them. Now he brought him here and he made a phone call, moved out. He came back suddenly, sat down that he has lost a relative. In that loss of the relative, he had no transport to go. And I took my 5 minutes. I asked him, how much does it cost you to go there? He told me 25,000 shillings. Okay. When will you come back? I will see when I'll come back. I said, get the money. When he went, I called this man, I told him, your brother is a thief.
He
said, he can't be a thief. How do you give him money and the other thing? I told him he's a thief. But a liar deserves a believer. When Satan was the liar, God anointed him. That anointing is what caused him to fall. It exposed all his lies. The brother went back up where they sleep. And there's another brother of theirs. Told him, the others come here, told us he has called you. No one is dead.
When
why did you say this? Man is the liar. And I chase him. I told him that was a fire. I've lightened the fire on his head. I gave him water to drink. What he took is a curse. There's another brother.
A sister.
She's called Sister Annette. She came with a friend here who called herself a pastor. And she told me, do you think this is a pastor?
Pastor,
we've been with her. She's in the Bible all times. I told her she's not a pastor. But okay. She brought her here. They began to be together. The pastor on the housings, he had pornographic magazines, teaches others. And she's a female pastor teaching those things. The pastor comes out, she brings men in. I saw Paul and I thought I sent it half a seed.
I don't
want to argue the prophecies of God.
He
is the one to empower them. As they were there, she found her. She found her, she came told me. I told her, go call the pastor to come here. Those things she wanted that pastor move on, get her own house, in which she will do her own things. And he told her, how much do you have?
He
said, I can get a month, and we said you can get and we add on you. She came, I gave her a month. I knew what she was, but what I was up to was one. If she remained with the sister, she would have corrupted her.
Even
the entire village, she couldn't preach the gospel there. Now I see that she has brought someone. You see how you are to see things. When the other reached with money, she came back from
the
where you are is a very hard place.
Oyo,
that pastor is not
allowed.
Yes, men owe me money. I look for me to bring it back. I say, how do they look?
They have
of a lion, they are on speaks of the Abaddons.
We
told you,
what was that?
Our money, why did you take it? If your evil actions. But I can't pray for you ever evil. I give you, I leave you. God is the one to fulfill his words. Because of all those reasons, let's accept it. You will see the power in it, and you don't put in your strength. I want us to use a few minutes, 30 minutes. When they finished, you tell me. Let's study how we can fulfill the call of the nation Uganda. The call of all the nations. And even the call upon our lives.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. On the other time, we ended when we spoke of the blessing they bathed us with. And it moves on the gifts which have been given us to serving God.
And
yet at the same time, when we use that blessing well, God opens the windows of heaven, the windows and the doors of heaven, and he adds the blessing on us. Majorly, we are to enter in the blessing God adds us, to use it for this life and for serving God. Praise Jesus so much. We want to study much of that blessing that God has on us in this life and in serving Him. Praise Jesus so much. We want to start off with that blessing. A blessing which is added to us. When we've used well the blessing on our lives. That blessing. It helps us fulfill the call upon our nation. On behalf of all the nations. And to fulfill the call upon our individual lives. If we've gotten revealed of it. But that blessing. That which is added to us. Which lacks the room you put it. In using well the blessing upon your life you were birthed with. After moving in the gift which was given you, all the call which was put upon you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why Bible tells us. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's use Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. He speaks like this. Ephesians 4, verse 7.
Naye buli muntu mufe yaweebwa ekisa ky'ekigera ky'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri. Ephesians 4:7.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Each one of us has been given grace.
As
the measure of the gift of Christ is on our life. The other time, we understood each person in us. They have a gift upon their lives. That which is called the call. Not that call is different, that you're going to do what? But that call, it's the gift you move by. You get another natural gift, which comes from 1 unto 5. And you can get spiritual gifts from 1 unto 5 gifts. A person can be a teacher in the world and they are at the same time an accountant
politician.
And they are a politician
and
have different gifts in the physical world. Even in the spiritual world, you can be a teacher and a musician and you are an evangelist.
And
gifts as they are given, but those gifts, the physical and the natural, they have a measure of grace on them, that which is called the blessing, which is on a human being. You are born with it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You to use it well in this life and in serving God. And then you join on a blessing coming from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That blessing, it even lacks room enough for it.
But it
comes that you've moved in the line of the measure of your gifts. In the physical world, if you're meant to be a doctor, you get to be a soldier, it's you who's going to be a poor soldier.
The
measure of grace of the blessing on your life, it never works in that field. But if you insist there, to get rich there, you have to be a thief.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
But if someone in this life, in the measure of the grace of the gift on their life, even in the spiritual world, their life is and they move in their gifts, it too has a blessing attached, which holds no sorrow.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, as we are brought on the world, Ephesians 1:3-5, there is a blessing we come with, we spoke of last time. Yet it's put upon our spirits, even on our spirits.
You
move on to be put upon that blessing, out of which comes powers called favor, to be able to reach unto you what you need. Let's read and we hear. Ephesians 1:3.
Yebazibwe Katonda, Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omuggulu mu Kristo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
we thank Him, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who blessed us in the heavenly realms. Under in explaining, he said he did it before the world was.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Every person born under the sun, you have a blessing upon his life. You have a blessing on your spirit. And where that blessing is, that blessing is built of gifts which are natural.
If
these natural gifts is where you are meant to move by,
and
you are meant to move in the spiritual gifts and the physical gifts. Now that blessing is made in the gift of which is physical. Praise Jesus so much. And if you begin to use it well, God opens the windows of heaven. The windows and the doors. And gives you a blessing. You lack a store to put in. That we are going to speak of it. That blessing, how does it appear? Those we call angels of provision. They are the ones who come as a blessing to us. But in all, when we spoke of the blessing on our lives, we told you that the blessing is like a magnet.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That magnet can attract things. The more it's big enough, it has powers from it. That powers, it's invisible, but it's called favor. On your blessing, that's the power called favor. That which attracts things though they are
far.
And they just speak of you and another feels they have loved you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
who has ever seen powers of a magnet?
And
they are getting off it. The word called favor, which is to come from your blessing. The problem of a magnet, if you pour dust on it, it can no more work to attract things around it. It cannot attract.
Now,
unrighteousness is a real dust on the human blessing.
It
no more have strength to attract things. They can't get off favor from there.
But yes,
now what Satan did, he did this.
Magnet.
He got the magnet, and that is your blessing. It is having dust. He said, you sacrifice blood and shed on it. You'd be in sacrificing and things like those. And I told you, test the magnet.
Fufu.
You pour dust on it and bring blood power on it.
You
bring a material, you'll see it attractive. But if that blood dries, it will no more be ever attractive. For the dust will have come back. Now what Satan does, he never gives a single blessing like we read last time. He uses blessings on people themselves because of ignorance. Satan is filled of a curse like we started with. There is nothing he can give you like a blessing.
But
that's the blessing he uses, they call holding favor. The blessing holding a sorrow.
You
have sacrificed their wild things you do. And you use your blessing, yet you have attached it on sorrow. But what did Jesus do? Hebrews 12, 24. He brought the blood which speaks better things. That blood cleanses us once. We don't need to shed any other blood. That blood cleanses us, takes away unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Cleanses, takes away unrighteousness. And you begin to gain favor. Most people say, but if it is like that, why have we come the blood of Jesus and it's not worked for us? I want to process reach the other blessing that added us. Praise Jesus so much. Many times when you read Hebrews 12, 24, it speaks this on the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 24.
Neri omusayo gw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. The
yes.
Blood of our Lord Jesus, it speaks better words than the blood of Abel. If it surpasses the blood of Abel, when you read the Genesis 4, our Lord spoke with Cain. Told him, the blood of your brother is speaking. He spoke of the spirit of Abel.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. The blood of Jesus speaks better words. Here they speak of the spirit of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The blood of Jesus, it never ends on just cleansing us, but it begins to speak about you.
okwogera ebirungi.
To speak better words.
Kyengezaako okwogera kiri bwe
kiti. What I try to speak is this.
Newankubadde nga Satani yateeka obutali butuukirivu ku ggwe.
Both Satan put unrighteousness on you.
Okusobola okuggyako
favor. To be able to take favor from you.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katonda ye bw'atuma omwana we Mukama waffe Yesu.
When God sent the Son, the Lord Jesus.
Ayiwa omusaayi gwe.
He shed his blood.
Neguggyako obutali butuukirivu.
And he takes away unrighteousness.
Ate negutandika okwogerera.
And it begins to speak on your behalf.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bible chevegame ndikwogere ebichi.
That's why Bible says it speaks better words.
Kwogere ebirungi.
It speaks better words.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kigambo bato chetaga.
Now you don't want
kwogera nyo.
To speak much.
Njagala mulemo.
I want a job.
Nakoleka yo msaiga Yesu.
And you lift the blood of
Moyo
Jesus.
Moyo mtu kuvunga yogere ebirungi.
It speaks better words.
Yanyonyola.
He's the one who explains your boss, you ask a job. I tell you what, no one
will
be better than that one. Look at them. Look at their foreheads.
See.
You look at them, you see your master is looking at you.
Look.
You see the eyes of their people. You see they look at your eyes. You understand it. It works.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I want to give you a good word. That our Lord Jesus
will
shed his blood speaking better words. It takes away your unrighteousness. And it begins to speak on your behalf.
And it,
the power of your blessing that it can come out. When the Holy Spirit joins there to speak on your behalf.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me give you an example. The children of Israel, they had much unrighteousness. And they did gain favor in Egyptians. Is it not that? Even though they had a blessing on them, and in the world, the ones who had the best nation, the nation flowed with milk and honey. But because they had unrighteousness, they reached that nation. They passed it as strangers. They ended up in slavery. People having the best nation. Nation flowing with milk and honey. They are in Egypt. But what happened? God told them cut a lamb of 7 years.
That
they put blood on the doorsteps of their houses. When he told them that, he told them now go unto the Egyptians and ask them. Everything you'll ask them, I'm going to give you favor before them, you'll be surprised. I speak of the blood of Jesus.
It
came in the image of the blood of the Lamb of God, that of the 7 years.
For so
that is the Christ Jesus. Him in Revelation
5:6.
The Lamb of God with the 7 spirits. Those are the 7 years. For the Lamb of 7 years. Have you understood it? Spoke better words on their behalf.
Yet,
because his blood is manifested, he manifested. And he washed them. And
they
went to ask things they were given. Even their things they would have touched, you think they would have been how?
But
what I bring to you is this, that many people, they think the greatest blessing we ask for is, but the greatest blessing is upon us.
All
what we pray is to be cleansed, that blessing to be working. But God is good.
Today
tells us that word, that we can understand. Go briefly the book of Exodus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me briefly get to Exodus so that I can give you that reference.
Don't
get the light of the word of God. Understand things how they are meant to happen. That you don't fight much, but commit to the blood of Jesus. It will cleanse the blessing on your life. You
two
use it well in this life. God will add you a blessing from heaven, which has not room enough for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
When
Bible begins, it says, we want to skip some versings.
Okay,
Exodus chapter 12 from verse 11.
Era bwe mutyo bwe muligiria nga mwesibye ebimyu n'engatto nga ziri mu bigere byammwe n'omuggo nga guli mu mukono gwammwe mugiryanga mangu eyo kwe kuyitako kwa Mukama. Olunyolo 12. Kubanga ndiyita mu nsi ey'e Misiri mu kiro kiri ndi kuba ababereberye bonna mu nsi ey'e Misiri omuntu era n'ensolo era kuba Katonda bonna ab'e Misiri ndisala emisango.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda yali ayagala kuyita mu abonereze omuli.
God wanted pass through, punish the evil.
Abonereze Satan,
Satan and his fallen angels. Those who use the children of the Egyptians to torment the Israelites. Let's get back to the verse 1. Then you understand well. Exodus 12 from verses 1.
Mukama nagamba Musa ne Aaron munsi ya Misiri. Nangayogera nti olunyolo kubiri omwezi kuno guli babelero ogoluberebelye mu miezi guli babelero omwezi ogoluberebelye ogwo mwaka olunyolo kusatu mugambe kibina kyone kya Isiraeli nga mwogera nti kulunako olwe 10 olwo mwezi guno bali etwalira buli muntu omwana gwendiga nge nyumba za bajjajja babwe bwezili omwana gwendiga buli nyumba olunyolo kuna era nyumba webanga entono nga temaleewo omwana gwendiga kale abeere ne muliranwa we ali okumpi n'ennyumba ye bamutwale ng'omuwendo ogw'emyoyo gy'abantu bwe guli buli muntu nga bw'alya bali balibwa ku mwana gwendiga.
They were count to be counted on the Lamb of God. You know the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus.
Okuvesula ya 12 olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Exodus 12 verses 5.
Omwana gwendiga gwammwe teguli baako bulema omusajja ogwakamala omwaka muli gujja mu ndiga oba mu mbuzi olunyolo omukaaga muli gutereka okutuusa olunaku olw'14 olw'omwezi guno ekkuŋŋaaniro lyonna ery'ekibiina kya Isirayiri bali gutta lw'eggulo olunyolo omusanvu era balitwala ku musaayi bakuteeka ku mufubeto gyombi ne ku kabuno mu nnyumba mwe baligulira olunyolo omunaana awo balirya ennyama mu kiro kiri ng'eyokebbwa n'omuliro n'emigaati egitali mizimbulukuse baligirira ku nva ezikaawa olunyolo omwenda temugiryangako mbisi newankubadde enfumbe n'amazzi wabula enjoki n'omuliro.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Bajja kubanga basiga omusaayi ogwo.
They will put the blood
ogw'endiga y'omwaka ogwo.
Of the lamb of 1 year.
Naye bagamba.
But they said.
Okugirira ennaku musanvu.
Eat it for 7 days.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tubukemu tuwolekere onyole 13.
Skip ahead to verse 13.
Okuvesula ya 12 onyole 13.
Exodus 12 verse 13.
Awo omusaayi guli babeerera akabonero ku nnyumba ze mulimu nange bwe ndiraba omusaayi ndibayitako so tewalibeera lumbe ku mmwe okubazikiriza bwe ndikuba ensi y'e Misiri olunyolo 14 era olunaku luno lulibabeerera ekijjukizo ne mu mmwe munaalwekuumanga embaga eya Mukama mu mirembe gyammwe gyonna munaalwekuumanga embaga mu tteeka eritaggwaawo olunyolo 15 ennaku 7 mulirya emigaati egitazimbulukuswa era ne ku lunaku olw'olubereberye munajjangamu ekizimbulukusa mu nnyumba zammwe kubanga buli alya emigaati egizimbulukuswa okuva ku lunaku olw'olubereberye okutuusa olunaku olw'omusanvu omwoyo ogwo gulisalibwa ku Isirayiri olw'16 era ku lunaku olw'olubereberye wali babeerera okukuŋŋaana okutukuvu era ku lunaku olw'omusanvu okukuŋŋaana okutukuvu emirimu gyonna gyonna gireme okukolebwa mu nnaku ezo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omwana gw'endiga oyo gwe baasala.
The Lamb of God whom they slaughtered. That one of 1 year. You are to eat for 7 days with unleavened bread, which represents the word of God. But his blood, the blood of the Lamb,
it
was put on their doorsteps to their housings.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When God to pass through, couldn't punish them. According to Revelation 5 and the verses 6, it shows the rightful Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus. And he has the 7 eyes. They are the 7 spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, bring
to connect here. Show you the blood of Jesus from all the days it could
cleanse
and take away sins. And then it speaks better words on your blessing. No more force with much strength, but it's what speaks on your behalf.
For
that is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we skip there,
I hope
understood Revelations. Let's read it. Revelations 5 and verse
6.
Revelations 5, 6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina, ne wakati w'abakadde, omwana gw'endiga, ng'ayimiridde, ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe 7 n'amaaso 7, gy'emyoyo 7 egya Katonda.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much. What I want you move to understand that the Lamb of God is slaughtered every house. When Israel left Egyptians, they
said
they were counted on it. Just as we
to
our unrighteousness, it was put upon Christ, the rightful Lamb of God. Just as Isaiah 53, he said our unrighteousness, it was put upon him.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. That we covered our transgressions. Even the chastisement of our peace was put upon him.
So he
is the Lamb of God who was seen slain. Years before was given up as the Lamb of God.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. So
blood
which came from the Lamb which they slaughtered,
it's
the blood they put on their doorstep. Which showed another way, the blood of Jesus, which is sprinkled on us, on our houses, our spirit.
The
houses are those our bodies. 5 speaks of our bodies as our housings.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now that blood, it speaks the better words. The Bible says when the angel, the destroyer, was passing through, all sicknesses which happened, they never reached the Egyptians.
The
Bible says what God did was one. He added more favor on them for putting that blood on their doorsteps.
Accepted,
be cleansed of the blood of
Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
So he spoke in
verse 23, Exodus. Exodus
12:23.
Exodus 12:23.
Kubanga Mukama aliita okukuba Abamisiri. Awo bwaliira omusaayi ku kabuno ne ku mifuba eto gyombi. Mukama aliita ku mulyango so talireka.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. By the blood of Jesus, try to bring the understanding which happened, the shadow understanding. When God brought the image of the Lamb of 1 year, that they were made to eat off for 7 days together with unleavened blades. When he saw that blood, he knew it was the image of the blood of Jesus. The one they called the Lamb of God, the other language of the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But after the put the plans. God told Moses, command the Israelites to go in the Egyptians. Remember, Egyptians have been tormenting them. They have been beating them. And he said, now go tell them to give you gold. And even give you silver. And all articles which are of value.
He
went when he put favor on them. That word, all we ask
him,
God give me favor. But you can't ask him to cleanse us, to cleanse our blessings. That's why
it
took us to intercede much and to pray much to have something
to get.
For intercessions took away sin and you get. Now when you got and you said I've prayed much, God has answered my prayer.
Yet
you don't know who has answered you. You don't know how he's answered you. You don't know he's taken our righteousness, some of those.
And
you begin to get powers called favor to be able to connect what you're meant to have.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yet
remember, we've been telling you, according to Exodus 12,
verse
35, he spoke this. Exodus 12:35.
Abana ba Israeli ne bakola ng'ekigambo kya Musa ne basaba Abamisiri ebintu ebya feza n'ebintu ebya zaabu n'engoye. Olwasatu mu mukaaga Mukama n'abawa abantu okwagalibwa mu maaso g'Abamisiri ne babawa bye basaba.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. You know to plan on an Egyptian, yet they are the ones giving you. Have you ever seen someone give you something and they regret after why they have given it? Yet they have first called the gathering come. I'm going to give them this and that. That's why
the
Bible says after that they plundered the Egyptians. Egyptians used them for a long time, they never paid them.
And
they did pay the Israelites.
Made
bricks, built Egypt. And they died many of them. Yet there was no payment. Them too had never realized God, the one who can place their blessing. Israelites had a problem. They don't go to
sacrifice.
They go to
God.
Even their God, they fail to understand
him
to place their blessing.
But
the time reached, he had mercy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So when you seek the church, Messiah, you go man
and the shadow of the blood of the Lamb, which were put under those things, God counted them be cleansed of the blood of Jesus, that which was to be offered. Even on the Lord, they moved not scorn the blood which cleansed them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He killed many of them. But what I want to bring
to
you, the blood of Jesus can speak faith.
Can
cleanse you, take sins from you. Brings powers of favor.
The
Holy Spirit joined with the Spirit.
If
you appear with the blessed thing, you look good before people.
Everyone
looks as if they are struggling you. And you begin to look with a clear face.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you wonder before how you have been.
And
Satan got the entire curse put upon you.
What
I speak to your life is this, by the Spirit of God.
Although
there is a blessing on your life, but you need the blood of Jesus speaking better words. It first cleanses you. When it cleanses you, blessings on your life, attaching
favor
to be spoken upon well. Even if someone just speaks of your name, or you put a CV to ask for jobs, another pushes the other as he passes yours, and they say, my God, this child, they need a job here. And you remain to be recommended just.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
because we thought, perhaps we don't have the blessing, we ask it from God. The only blessing we ask from God is the one of the tithes and the offerings. And he sends his angels to add us. But his starting blessing is on our lives. Moves with the physical gift given you, even the spiritual gift. For the one coming from heaven, moves on both with the spiritual gift that's given you. I don't know if you've understood me. The body from heaven, the blessing from heaven, it follows the spiritual gift. The blessing of your life, it
goes
with a physical gift for your born with it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
when we reach the blood of Jesus,
it
washes away all unrighteousness that Satan had put on you. If you humble and come to him, and the blood moves, speak better words. Don't cover the blood on anything. For some of you cover it on your houses, even on your businesses. Don't cover it, for it doesn't want to just be covered.
It
needs to be spoken of.
It
needs to be acted upon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read Hebrews.
Hebrews 3:17.
Hebrews 12:24.
The blood of Jesus speaks better words. It speaks better words than the blood of Abel. It's not to end to sanctify you.
The
Bible speaks in Hebrews 10, from verses 6
and
to 10. Moves on, speak of the blood of Jesus.
As
only sacrifice given to take away sin, the dust that we used to cast from ourselves. You started with verse
Isaiah
41.
You
don't remember that.
Arise,
daughter of Zion, cast the dust from yourself. You forget God that scripture. Who remembers it? You did pray in that. You prayed in it.
No,
you read us that scripture.
Isaiah 52:1.
You didn't even know them, but you have to go to Ephesians 6. 6:10-13. And you put on those garments. Put the gospel in the feet, the truth in the waist. You read for us. Isaiah 52:1.
Zukuka, yambala manyi go, we Sayuni. Yambala yambalo vyo, evyo buyonjo, we Yerusalemi. Echivuke echitukuvu. Kubango kuvale ero, temucha ingira mugwe na te atali mukomori, atali mulongofu. Olunyolo kubiri. We kunkumule mfufu, goloko kotule wansi, we Yerusalemi.
Now there you rose up, and you cut that off yourself, and you shake it, that off poverty.
Mama.
Yet it was unrighteousness. You used to cast the dust from yourself, but the dust never leaves you.
Era wayambala ngamanyo bawagambala ngoti.
You closed your eyes and one hour you closed and it felt you strong. And you are strong. And you're casting dust. There you were flowing in what you wanted.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Just
of unrighteousness, when you pour it on the blessing called the magnet, there is no favor. Powers of a magnet. Praise Jesus. Now the blood of Jesus, because he agrees with the Spirit, he begins to speak only better words. That's why Bible says, First John chapter 5, and the verse 8, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the water, and the Spirit, they agree.
First
John chapter 5 verse
8. This
verse is in the verse 7. This is the verse 7 they removed.
King James Version, Gideon.
But the one with the King James Version and the Gideon, that verse is still verse 8.
First
John chapter 5 verses 8.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu ku nsi, omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi. Era basatu abo bakkiriziganya mu kimu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Omwoyo omutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit,
n'omusaayi gwa Yesu,
and the blood of Jesus,
n'amazzi,
and the water
ebyava mu lubiriri,
which came from his
rib,
they all agree.
Kati chogori denti omusayi gwa Yesu kwogera.
Had the blood of Jesus speak.
Kwinza nokwebuzuba kwogera
kutya. You wonder even how does it speak.
Kumbi moyo mutukuvu
kenyini. It is the Holy Spirit himself.
Akulukutanga emigeje amazzi amalamu.
Those like streams of living waters.
Yokani sura yo musanvu.
In the John 7.
Olunyiri olwomu. Verse
38.
Paka 39.
Moyo
mutukuvu kenyini.
The Holy Spirit himself.
Akulukutanga emigeje amazzi amalamu.
Those like streams of living waters.
Kati bwetwogera nti omusayi gwa Yesu kwogera ebirungi.
Speak the blood of Jesus. Tuba
twogera moyo mutukuvu ayogera ebirungi.
Speak of the Holy Spirit speaking better words.
Yegatamu n'omwoyo
gwo. Joint with your spirit.
And he
takes out unrighteousness
and
your blessing is
clear.
He begins to get power speaking better words.
Though
you are to be rejected, we will never reject you. Others asked us how we came here. But when they just looked at us, and the owner here said, I'm a sister to you. What happened? She said, God has said, you've bought that
man.
You will bring the money when you've got this, little by little.
Others
say the chairman is not an easy man. But we
loved
us so much. And they got surprised. The blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit himself.
And
if you call the blood of Jesus,
and
the Holy Spirit, be the one to come for you, agree with the blood. Flow like streams of living waters and cleansed me. I prayed the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. When he cleanses you, never leaves to go.
He
gives you a portion and also remains. And
begins
to lose favor, which is on the blessing put on you. What he does, he joins with your spirit.
For
he knows when your spirit was brought, they put upon the blessing.
Power
called favor, he loses it.
Elsewhere
he speaks on its behalf. Satan wants to confuse your favor. He comes to speak on your behalf. That person gives him a job.
Give
him that land, the money they have told you. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Things are possible if you've understood them. If you've not understood them, you can ask
and pray.
Gotten hard, they have failed. Now in the Romans 8, because the blood of Jesus,
realize
he appeared as the Holy Spirit. appears the clear waters.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
What
it does, it joins with your spirit. Connect to the system of the blessing of the show where it is. When you
reach
there, touch it, say the system is right here. But God is good.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's read Romans. Romans 8:16.
Omoyo yenyini wamu no moyo gwafe. Ategeza nga tuli bana bakatonda.
Oyajja wali wali ki?
He comes where the
moyo gwenyini
spirit is.
Olwokuba nti yekenyini alabikanga omusayi gwa Yesu. N'atukuza. N'ayitamu ng'amazzi n'afulumya obutali butuukirivu.
As water releases and righteousness.
Amazzi agali mu kigambo.
Water in the word.
Otandika okukola
Katonda bwe kiri. Do as the word of God is.
Yegatana omwoyo gwo.
Join it with your spirit. Kati
ate manyi bulungi.
Now you know well.
Omukisa gwateekebwa.
Where the blessing was put, for we are going to see there.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebyomufulu knowledge biba byakumanyira ddala paka kukali akasimu.
Full knowledge to be known to the last.
Twagala leka kintu kyonna nga kiri mu bbanga.
We don't want to see after things remain hanging.
Nyongereyo mbalumi.
Let's move on. 8:14-16.
Abaromi esula ya mnano runyoro ya kuminenya. Kubanga bonaba kulembero umoyo kwa katonda. Abobebana ba katonda. Runyoro ya kuminetano. Kubanga tetuawe banatemo umoyo kwa abudu okutia. Na emu awe bomoyo wa kufuka abana. Atukavya nti ai chitafe. Ure kumino mkaga. Umoyo yenyini wamuno umoyo kwa fe. Ateka zangatuli bana ba katonda.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Umoyo yenyini.
The spirit himself.
Wamuno umoyo kwa
fe. Together with our spirit.
Ateka zangatuli bana ba katonda.
He testifies we are children of God.
Kwa kamba ye jana connecting ku moyo kwa fe.
Now becomes connected on our spirits.
Na asubulu okulabikanga.
And he can be able to lose that blessing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Time is left us. But at least let's wind up.
And
we get
to
know
magnet.
Where is your magnet?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Ecclesiastes 12:6. I show where the blessing of gold is upon your spirits.
You know,
some of us think we are this
good.
Not important. Someone is saying it's very glorious. That is the reality, you yourself. Ecclesiastes
12:6. Namuziga ngatana yatika kuchidiba olunyolo musanvu enfufuneda mutaka ngabo yali omoyo negudeli katonde yakugaba
wakuru awo yagate tuke kulo musanvu
as rich verse 7 past
kubanga batugambi omoyo bakulazi wakuru
ekufanaga the spirit of it appears
na ye silver cord ngatenda bakwabika
but before the silver cord is broken
silver cord ye kolera dalo mtu gwo muntu
that silver cord makes up a human head.
When
you put in the word code, and they explain to you the meaning of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's a memory. It keeps data. That's the human head of the inner man. Let's break it like this.
That
we are meant to draft it, show you how you appear yourself.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. How you appear as the spirit besides the box, the body.
What
used
in
the verse 6 are very great
words.
If you've not passed the spiritual
world,
you cannot know how the spirit appears. But so rich.
One
silver, but you just touch different parts. And it lose favor. And you get surprised. God made the best.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Put
upon you your blessing, yet you think you don't have it.
And
you think
he's
going to ask it come down from heaven.
The
one who adds us following a spiritual gift, it's what moves them to come from heaven.
And
repeat Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 6.
Omugwa ogwa feza nga teguna sumulukuka.
Omugwa ogwa feza.
The silver cord. Ask it the dictionary to tell it to you. You may use the code of
C-O-D-E.
Okay.
It's
what will explain the rightful.
They will
tell you it's an inbuilt memory. It's like a computer system.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when we drop the human head, that of the spirit, up here you have what opens. If you are to check from the body,
there's
a covering on the top here which takes long to cover. If you pierce and pull it much, it can open and the spirit checks out. It can open up. There is the child. This is our boy, the young one. You
don't
look his head, the portion here, you see the plain portion here up here. The spirit when it enters, silver coat takes long to cover that portion.
If it opens,
the spirit jumps out.
But
put upon you, which is upon everything in your life, as a blessing to you. And it's like silver.
When it
opens and washes and your spirit gets off unrighteousness, it releases the power out.
Now, the part where
we read the silver cord, the memory, the human
head.
They say the part of the chest. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 6. You know, you know, a ball has that form of bend like this. That is the. We speak of the spirit, it looks like that. You'll make a ball, it appears like that. This portion here. But because it looks inside, it's this one you.
Boy,
it, the bow, it's like opposite, like that, and this one like this.
How
we can draw the human spirit for have ever seen it.
Besides
the body of heaven, there is a spirit you yourself in that body. But that part alone is of gold. It holds powers. Everything made in gold, it can come your way if the spirit cleanses you in that portion.
You
ask how a ball appears, you'll see this portion. It is drawn like that. But in the
one
you the spirit,
it's of
gold. This is the system here with the hands. That's why
the
Bible says we were cut from the rock. One
with
highly treasurable, the Lord Jesus.
When
you look at him, he has stones of all time. Did you ever know yourself? Don't even how the human spirit looks like. But we thank God for the new generation. The full knowledge of God and his glory.
This one,
we finished it. We want to draw the word of here, you know, in a human spirit.
Aha, katundu agadako.
Next part.
Mubulize sura ya 12 olunyolo mukaga.
Ecclesiastes 6, 12 verse 6.
Nensuwa ngatena yatika kuluzi.
Nensuwa. Nensuwa manjuwe bajikuwa ya kula
bajibu. Do you know how that potsherd appears?
Ati ensuwe ne chitundu chinene che chitundu dewa.
The big part is what looks out.
Echi ensuwa.
Of the pot.
Ebumbi bwabwere.
It is molded like this.
Eno waguru kabera ngakane.
Yeah, it is
kana okuva wano.
It is this one here.
Kana kama ke ensuwa.
It's the mouth of the pot. It's
ati chinene chitundu cha ye chawa.
This is its bigger portion up here. It looks God is called a potter. He molded the spirit, put it aside. God touched that picture and put it there. Which is like a pot.
I wanted to put this as a pot.
Use the picture.
Look
how they molded the picture. You'll see this one here. Of it. They molded it gets up going bigger.
Those who say there is wisdom.
There's one who has just come here.
He's not the prophet, he's God.
I am not God. Me, I am an ambassador. Those ambassadors spoken of in the 2 Corinthians 5 from 15 to down, we are ambassadors of Christ
and
we urge you to reconcile with
God.
I am not a senior pastor, neither a senior apostle, but I believe I am ambassador. We are all to become ambassadors of Christ. But that of the senior, we shall never become a senior pastor.
Let's
draft the feet of the spirit. Ecclesiastes 12:6.
You
know
your wheels? Right from the knees to the feet. When we reach, see how they mold these toys, those are the wheels moving you. I'm going here or here.
But silver cord,
when the silver cord is broken and it opens on your
body,
check from the body either you pass on the top of your head out, you first come out from here and then you break out the remaining part and you get out the entire of you and you see your body there.
You see, from head
to the toys, it is blessing, favor, precious stones. I would have spoken beyond my time.
So I don't
eat next time. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's stand on our feet. We give prayer to God to have mercy. Accept His blood, cleanse us.
And
Lord's blessing on our lives. That we may not toil much. But
if you
are weary and burdened, and invest in Matthew 11
and
the verses 28. We too, let's come see His rest, the rest of our spirit. Father Almighty,
we
glorify you, give you glory and honor. Thank you for the good time you have given us
before
you. And we came on your mountain like you promised. You told us in Micah chapter 4 verses 1-5 that you come on the mountain of God. In the latter days, the mountain of the house of God, it will be on the top above all mountains.
That is
your latter church, and us, Lord, we've come. When you come on your mountain, we shall be told by you, God. You promised that in Isaiah 2, the mountain of your house, the church will be on the top above all mountains, above all false churches, above all shrines and witches. mukama otuyimusiza ng'ekkanisa yo era bagamba tulijja ku lusozi lwo tuliyigirizibwa gwe mukama watusuubiza mu Isaya sura ya 48 onyole 17 ndiye gwe mukama atuyigiriza okugaza era atulaga ekkubo lye tuba tukwatamu mukama otuyigiriza nawe twazze okuva ku majja tusiŋŋaanye omwoyo wo mutukuvu era tulina omwoyo wokankano era tutuukiriza ng'ekyandikuba ekyo bwe kyongera mu Yokaana esula ey'14 onyole 26 ogamwoyo omutukuvu bw'alijja alibajigiriza byonna era alibajjukiza byonna weebala omwoyo w'amazima kubanga otuyigiriza okugasa weebala omwoyo omutukuvu kubanga otubikkulidde n'ebiretegeka ebya katonda ebitayingiranga mu mitima gyaffe newakubadde mu magezi gaffe nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Makolinso ekisooka esula ey'okubiri onyole 9 paka ol'11 weewaba otuyigiriza okugasa otulaze omukisa ogwateekebwa ku bulamu bwaffe kyetuba twagala okweyongera mu maaso go ayi mukama n'okukkiriza okuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kyo nga bwe kyawandiikibwa kisoboka bakabaka baluumi esula y'ekkumi onyole 17 ekyokukkiriza kuva mu kuwudda n'okuwulira ekigambo kyo kyova wayongera ssebo ng'osinziira mu Yakobo esula y'okubiri okukkiriza kubeereko ebikolwa tukkiriza ayi mukama nga bwe kyandika mu Beefeso esula esooka onyole 3 paka ol'5 tewaliwo omukisa gwe watuwedda mu bitundu eby'omuggulu mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe naffe nga tujja gy'oli mukama tusaba olwaleero mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu mwana wa katonda omulamu kuwa omwoyo omutukuvu oyo atukulemberamu nga bwe kyawandiikibwa baluumi 8:14 abakulembera omwoyo wa katonda be baana ba katonda baluumi 8:26 n'otugamba tetumanyi kusaba ng'ekitugwanira naye omwoyo omutukuvu atubeera obunafu bwaffe ayi mukama omwoyo omutukuvu asooka n'alabikira mu byawandiikibwa nga bwe kyawandiikibwa Yokaana 6 6:3 ebigambo bye mbagamba gwe mwoyo era bwe bulamu tusooka okulemberwamu omwoyo omutukuvu okuyita mu byandiikibwa ebitukuvu nga bwe yasooka otugamba mukama waffe yesu Yokaana 15:7 temubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange nga biri mu mmwe musabe kyonna kye mwetaaga kinaabaweebwa ayi mukama otuyigirize ku mukisa n'ekigere ky'ekisa eky'ekirabo ekiri ku bulamu bwaffe nga mu Beefeso esula y'okubiri esula y'okuna olunyolo 7 era mukama tutegedde mu Beefeso esula esooka olunyolo 3 tewaliwo omukisa oguli ku mwoyo gwaffe ayi mukama ogwali gwajjako obutali butuukirivu enfuufu eremesiza ddala okuvaako amaanyi agayitibwa feva okulaba bye twetaaga naye mukama otugambye nti era waliyo omusaayi gwa yesu ogwogera ebirungi ebyereere nga Baebbulaniya esula 12 olunyolo 24 ayi mukama tuuse eri omusaayi gwa yesu ogwogera ebirungi ebyereere tusobole okututukuza nga leero naffe omukisa gwaffe gulabike nga gulina amaanyi agayitibwa feva tunaasobola okukozesa obulungi mu bulamu buno ne mukuweereza mukama era tuze mu maaso go nga tukwenenyeza otusaasire kubanga batutegeeza nga Firipo esula y'okuna n'olunyolo 6 tukutegeeze bye twetaaga okuyita mu kusaba okuyita mu kwenenya okuyita mu kwebaza nga bwe tukwebazizza olw'okuyigirizibwa era tukwebaza olw'okutusaasira n'okutusonyiwa nga mwe tusinziira okwongera okukusaba bye twetaaga mukama soboka bakabakabaka tukkiriza nga bwe otusomesezza mu kitabo eky'okuva esula y'12 owaayo ekifaananyi ky'omwana gw'endiga mukama waffe yesu era ne basiiga abaana ba Isirayiri omusaayi ku mfubeeto z'enzigi ayi kabakabakabaka kale n'olyoka obawa omukisa n'obasumulula olw'omusaayi gwa yesu eyali agenda okujja bayibuli gweyogerako mukama mu bikulu esula ey'okutaano n'olyola 6 yalabisibwa ng'omwana gw'endiga ng'alinga yattibwa olw'omusaayi gwe eyali yaweebwayo okuva ku tondebwa kw'eggulunensi nga mukubikulirwa esula 13 n'olyola 8 weewaawo mukama yaweebwayo okuva ku tondebwa kw'eggulunensi era nga yattibwa kuva ku tondebwa kw'eggulunensi olw'abona abakkiriza ayi mukama yalabisibwa mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma nga mu Baebbulaniya esula ey'omwenda olyola 23 paka 27 n'ayiwa omusaayi omusaayi gwe twogere ebirungi eby'obulamu bwaffe Baebbulaniya esula ey'14 olunyolo 6 paka ol'12 tewewaawo omusaayi gwa yesu Thank you for coming.